Angels in heavens, rocking your socks off. You know you want it. You know you want more. We'll give it to you. Talking about the Bible and geeks and wrestling and comics and Batman and Alan Moore. Yeah. Yeah. Neil Gaiman and Battlestar Galactica and Doctor Who and all the things that you think are cool. Yeah.
That was an adorable one.
And everyone's probably, like, putting cotton in their bleeding ears. Is everyone back from peeing now?
Everyone's back from peeing. We had a good thing. This is.
It's been a week. I hope that you have urinated.
Or you know.
At least once in that time.
If you're joining us on the later ones, then maybe you ended the first one and then you immediately clicked on the
Like
one.
Me
awesome
with
possible.
My old Smodcast. I'm on, like, number 43 now.
I thank God you bought me new headphones because I was on, like, number 2. I'm like, fuck it. I need headphones. I broke my
and
headphones.
And I kept telling you, like, literally the same exact pair of headphones I'd bought you at Walmart for $15 or $20, $7 at Marshall's.
But yeah.
And I had to explain to Kevin Hellions that you can't put those in a book bag with like 5 hardcover books because something bad will happen.
And let's discuss it. Along, by the way, I'm Kevin Hellions. This is my
partner. Listen to the intro song. Should we restart the intro? I didn't say our names in there.
No, that's right. I didn't give credit to the band either.
Who's the band? Let's give them some credit. They bring us in.
It was recorded under the band named The Score, which was fronted and lyrics and music provided by my friend Arison Kane, who is now living...
Arison?
Arison.
How's that spelled?
A-R-I-S-O-N.
That's kind of a cool name.
And his brother's name is pronounced as Orion, but it's spelled with starting with an A instead of an O.
It's pronounced Orion, but it starts with an A?
Yeah, like Orion.
Oh, Orion, I can see. Like, my name is Elise, starts with an E.
Yeah.
I'm not Elise. I answer to it. If you call me Elise and you're looking at my name on a piece of paper, I'm not going to be like, oh, who do you mean? But... Elise.
Yeah, it's an A, but you could say it's pronounced like a hard O, I guess.
Because it's...
I don't know, something like that.
My name is the French derivative, like a shortening of Elizabeth, spelled with an S. So, Elise, Elizabeth.
Makes sense.
But if you call me Elise, I'm going to answer.
You're going to still say, hey, what's up?
Yeah. Orion, I can see.
Orion
with an A. I'm like, well, fucking, you need to go back and study your vowels, parents.
Yeah.
You're doing it wrong.
But that's the brother. The one making music is Arison Kane. He's currently outside of New York trying to get his own gig started. Makes great music. Love his stuff. And I wrote to him on Twitter one day because that's like the easiest way to contact him. I was like, hey, can I use your song as opening? He's like, go ahead. So I used it for a couple of videos.
And
I used it for the podcast.
Where is
now.
He from? Where is he located?
Last I knew in Colorado. And,
see, I thought this was your Watertown friends that had a band.
He is. He was in Watertown.
Oh, okay. So but he's in Colorado.
He's been bouncing around last year. He was up in Potsdam. Kurt's got amazing pictures of him.
Because I thought it was even cooler that he was just some stranger in Colorado that was like, yeah, fuck,
oh,
go ahead.
That'd be fantastic. Just some random person's like, I like your shit. By the way, we got a listener in Europe, according to Podomatic.
That is cool.
Yep.
We need to update that shit.
We really
We're
do.
Working on it. Financially, but right now all
we'll
our
see,
money
we'll see
is
if
being
anything
poured
gets mentioned
into
this weekend.
And this gets us back to where we left off on last week's podcast when I promised we would.
Fucking Empire has a sponsor now. So jealous.
Good for them. That's awesome. Let's not be jealous. Let's.
Sorry.
They retweet us and whatnot. So
yes, my.
I would say like 80 of our 100 listeners right now are thanks to them. So
yeah.
let's not knock it. Okay.
No, my tweet Hellion unfamous.
But we are, because this is a part two.
Yes.
Going to Watertown tomorrow for Irish Fest.
Tomorrow as recording this, by the time it's up.
Yeah, it'll probably have been like a month ago.
If we get sponsorship, I'll go twice a week. It's just like it's too much bandwidth right now.
I'm telling you, we could pay for it.
Okay.
I mean, not this week because we're spending all our money on Irish Fest.
Piss your money.
We did not know we were going to be going to Irish Fest because our ride that was planned until 14 hours before leaving suddenly was like, I have a cold. I have to work. He works nights, so I understand that.
True, not to be a douche. I think
more notice would have been possible, but I, no disrespect. He's helping us out in the first place. I wish he would have given us, you know, another day of notice to
life
figure
happens,
things
so,
out.
You know.
Life does happen, and does it ever. But Sweet Maddie Treats stepped up and was like, yeah, I'll give you a ride.
Million.
Just give me gas money. So we were like, we're not only giving you gas money, we're going to give you a $25 gift certificate to the casino to say thank you for bailing us out. Because if we were to take our last choice route of getting to Watertown, it was going to be paying $80 to take the train from Rome to Syracuse, sit at Carousel Mall for 4 hours and try to not spend any money.
Impossible. Awesome comic store.
And not just that. Clothing stores, music, like fucking you
name it. Two-story borders.
It's Carousel Mall. They've got everything, especially when you compare it to Rome, New York.
Would we have eaten there?
Well, at the if nothing else, we would have eaten there because 5 hours
Johnny
around...
Markets.
Probably Johnny Rockets, and we'd just get, like, a burger and share a fry.
We like fat burgers.
Like, I'm fat. Of
no,
course
you
I
would
like
not fat.
Fat
but
stuff.
I mean, like, this burger is not healthy for me whatsoever, but fuck me,
I
is
have
it
never
good.
Seen you eat a Johnny Rockets burger.
I got chicken sandwich last time. Only time you and I have both been there, that's right.
And everyone made fun of you because you were like, oh, you're in front of your girl now, so you're going to get
yeah,
the
they
chicken.
Were right. I didn't want to admit it. They were right.
Yeah, and I was like, what, 70 pounds lighter?
Because I usually get, like, this massive double bacon cheeseburger thing. So fucking good.
And yeah, in the same weekend, you'll go and get a fucking...
I would say you've seen your... Five Guys. I think that's about even.
No, but I'm saying even back in the day, I think it was the same weekend that you were visiting. I think that was a long visit.
Yeah.
And we went to Burger King. You
oh,
got
I did
your...
I do a Super Rodeo Burger?
I think you did.
Possible.
After you had to, like...
Well, this is...
I ate healthy. Look, I got chicken.
This is also in time frame when I went to poop when I was visiting here.
Do our listeners really want to hear about that?
Probably not.
Are you going to tell them anyway?
I don't have to.
That's your call. That is up to you.
I'll clean it up.
My own apartment. I pooped when I needed to poop.
I'll clean it up a bit. It was a new relationship... I would just visit. I didn't know.
Well, not even so much that it was new, but we were long distance. So our time spent together, I mean, you know,
right.
you
and
could.
We didn't want to be gross.
Like,
we
were
fight.
Less than 100 days spent physically together.
Yeah. Yeah. Didn't want to fight. Didn't want to be gross. Didn't want to be ridiculous. Didn't want to be silly. Didn't want to be dumb.
Like,
et cetera, et cetera.
Silly and dumb, I think, were a given. We were always
mean silly
that
and dumb
way
in
with
the
each
geeky
other.
Way we are. I mean, just like. You know, like, you would just stare like, what the fuck? Because in a new relationship, it's not
And this
it's
is not to say every
yet.
Time you visited, you didn't poop for a week. I still had to work. So I would go to work for my eight
and
hours.
I'd be like, she's gone. I can poop. I would not go to the bathroom if you were here because I didn't want to be hurt. I didn't want to be smelled. I didn't want to feel gross or anything. So I'd be laying there like, can't
and I'm like,
sleep,
I'm in my apartment.
Clutching my
I gotta
stomach.
Do.
Like, oh, God, I'm in so much pain. And there's like. Like it just.
Why didn't you do it in the middle of the night?
I think if because you would fall or I would fall asleep first a lot then. So
really, I'm not remembering that. I mean, I think that's one of those things I've kind of just not.
True, I would be waiting for you to fall asleep, and then I'd end up falling asleep, and then I'd wake up hearing you getting ready for work. Well, now you're getting ready for work, and you're in and out of the bathroom, so I can't come out. So I'd wait until you left. If I woke up in the middle
of
the night,
and this was in the
that.
Time of my short hair, so
also in time you
that
had
was
a
much quicker
too,
process.
So I had two.
She
women.
Got up before me and got
but I'm
ready.
Saying I had two women I wanted to avoid as far as use of the bathroom.
Yeah, because you probably didn't want her coming back to me. Not that she would have, but
no, but you know you're.
But
you
might have been like, oh my God, I went to take a shower and it smelled like the death.
Yeah, you're worried in a new relationship like that, you know. Like, I remember this girl is friends with...
And again, for us, like, well, I guess 6 months is still kind of new.
True.
But
in
to
the
me,
grand scheme,
like...
In the geological sense.
Yes. I don't think of that as a new relationship because if you're in the same town, and clocking hours spent together, that's not much. But for us, that was like six visits.
Yeah.
We'd seen each other six times. Yeah. I mean, that's a generalization. I don't know exactly how many times we had. Well, that's true because we started dating in March of 2008. And the first visit was for my birthday, which would have been April of 2008.
Yeah. Which I had to think of the other day.
Oh.
My dates weren't lining up. So
I was trying to, you know, I had the same problem because I was trying to say we'd been together for 4 years.
Yeah.
So I was like, wait a minute, that's not right. It's been three.
Because I was thinking about the Irish Fest, and I was thinking about stupid shit I've done there every year and all, because I get way too drunk. As drunk as I get every year.
Except for tonight.
I'm good and toasty tonight.
Do you need a refill
yet? No, not yet.
No, then you need a drink.
I do. But it was the year we started dating, but before we started dating, the Irish Fest was early that year. And
it would have been like a matter of weeks.
It was.
But frankly, I mean, we have a date that we were officially dating on. We were together before that. Yeah. I think it's safe to say we, like, I'm embarrassed to admit I was on OkCupid talking to other people. But you know what? If I was on AIM with somebody I met on OkCupid and you called, I was like, oh, I'll be right back. And 2 hours later, after I was done talking to Kevin on the phone, sitting on the porch, smoking cigarettes, coming back in, sitting on the couch talking, after all that, I would come back in and talk to the OkCupid people. They were second string.
Yeah.
I mean, I
was territorial of you. It was like, for whatever reason, I was just like so relationship gun shy and all.
But even I was in a relationship at one point because, yeah. Well, we've talked about the history some the year. Ones. And I was dating someone that I had gone out with when I was 14 or 15 in high school. Junior high, technically, I think the summer of before my sophomore year. And I redated this person, the first person I dated after my marriage broke up. And he was the second string to dating you.
Yeah.
He didn't know about you, but you knew about him.
And I was jealous.
When neither, not just that, but when I wasn't dating either of you. When I was just talking to both of you, you knew about him, but he didn't know about you.
Yeah.
And then you flaked out, and I ended up dating him.
Well, as I do.
As you do. Like you do.
Like you do.
But wow. I remember New Year's, I'm in Mississippi, having been flown down by his father as a Christmas present to him. I ended up talking to you because he was being a douche. So I was like, fuck it. I'm going to call Kevin and see what he's up to.
Bunch of shit.
Talking to you from Mississippi while I'm in Mississippi dating this boyfriend from junior high. What was the ultimate scheme of this? I don't remember.
I will get to it. So, and just to pause for a second, I want to inform you. Some poor girl. I don't know who the hell it is, but I typed in Irish Fest on Facebook to look at everyone's status updates. I was just curious, you know, how many people are doing updates about it. Just because you can search that. You don't have to be friends with the person, but you can see, you know, if it's...
I honestly didn't know that.
Oh,
I have no interest in doing that. I'll look up a person on Facebook stalking, but that's about it.
I'll type in, like, Team Hellions and shit like that, just to see if anyone's, like...
Type in Nerd Nuptials.
Links.
See who's checking me out.
I can do that. So I typed in Irish Fest on Facebook. Some poor girl's update was, so apparently the Irish Fest starts tomorrow night, and tonight was just a concert. Because there's a concert in the auditorium tonight, and that's it.
Oh.
There's no vendors, there's no crafts, there's no food, there's no anything.
But I think we started out talking about...
me being drunk as fuck. That's how it's going to go, because this is the night... or Irish Fest is the weekend I get more drunk than anything else ever.
But we were hailing Sweet Maddie Treats of Team Hellions.
Oh, yes, we were.
Because our initial ride plans had fallen through a few hours ago because of illness. And we were like, how the fuck are we going to get to Watertown? We're going to spend $80 minimum getting from here to Syracuse, from Syracuse to Watertown, just on transportation. There's no direct line. There's no train. There's no bus that goes from Rome to Watertown.
Which blows.
It really does.
And
Sweet Maddie Treats stepped up to the plate and said, I'm going to take you.
Excellent work and all. And, you know, I got this silly little Team Hellions thing. One, for my riding. Two, just to be out there.
It is beyond a silly little Team Hellions thing. As we discussed in the last podcast, Mr. Hellions, you have some notoriety. Chris Jericho, Allison Hayslip, you have been retweeted and recognized. Kevin Pereira has said your name on live air.
True, there are people who know who I am who I've never
met. Well, I'm not going to say that Kevin Pereira knows who you are.
No, but there are people who do that I respect.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
What? Who am I in trouble
for? Kevin Pereira is going to be like, Team Hellions? What the fuck is that? Better than a negative negative pregnancy test. I remember that.
They do 5 once a week. He's probably forgotten. But he might be like, isn't that name shows up on our Twitter crawl or something like that?
Yes. He submits blowjob jokes about Olivia Munn all the time. Now he's talking about Candace Bailey. Make me hate her. I think you've learned.
I've learned. But like, Allison Hayslip might know the name of it and might know who I am. But there's, like, comic people and all that I follow online that actually probably would know, you know, that comment back and forth enough. Pete's Basement knows who I am.
Is it Stan Lee?
Stan Lee doesn't know who I am.
Then while Team Hellions is not a little thing, let's not go blow it up. Robert Kirkman's not like, oh, yes, that Team Hellions.
Oh, my God, I wouldn't know what to do.
But maybe via Nerd Nuptials with my Walking Dead comic boxes, because Jesse something,
who had a friend that works on Walking Dead,
was giving a Christmas gift to a friend who works on Walking Dead. Don't know if it was cast, crew, writers, whatnot.
That's a great thing.
No
it really
idea.
Could have been anyone.
For all I know, it could have been Robert Kirkman.
No idea, yeah.
Nerd Nuptials could have done it. Can I plug myself?
Mm-hmm. But yes. Yes, you may.
Nerd Nuptials, I started as a result of planning our own wedding and looking at different things in various places.
Our own.
I started making paper roses for our novel-themed wedding. Or not novel, I'd say
literature. Book.
Literature-themed wedding.
Not like, that's a novel idea, but like literal novels.
We actually chose to use, what's the name of the book? The Kevin Smith.
Silent Bob Speaks?
Silent Bob Speaks. We had a second copy of that because both myself and Kevin Hellions had one. And mine, the binding and the glue just came apart. The book was literally you'd have 30 pages that if you were to hold the covers of the book in front of you would just fall out of the book in a chunk. You could put it back in easily knowing where it went because of numbered pages.
But yeah, you weren't going to sell
it.
It
was a piece of shit copy of the book.
Really?
And Kevin Hellions' copy was, for some reason, not like this at all. It was perfectly fine. So we
took
mine.
Forever to read it for one.
Because it's a blog.
You gotta
this
like.
This is one thing, much like he has a relatively recent version of something like this. It's a transcript of the podcast. You have to know what you're buying. When you buy Silent Bob Speaks, you're buying his daily blog for like a 2 year span. Fuck,
for like 100 pages, I was just like, it was dragging. It took me like a year.
And it does drag, because when you think about it, if you're signing on to his blog every day and reading, took a shit, fucked my wife, went to rehearsal,
bought
DVDs, bought this, I liked this, I didn't like this, watched SVU and fell asleep. Because it's a daily blog. If you're reading that blog, okay, that's a blog, there you go. But when you collect like a year or so of blogs, suddenly that is not entertaining to read in a book. It's not like reading a novel.
And you get like,
but when you got to the muse
stuff, 30 pages of Jury Duty and Anal Pain, fucking hysterical.
But that's nullified by.
Has the Muse stuff won awards?
I don't know, but I know the third Q&A disc covered a lot of the stuff that was in that book.
Yeah,
and as he has said,
I heard the stories before.
He doesn't. He said himself, once something is in print like that, he won't touch it.
Yeah.
Because it's boring to people, because
they
bought the DVD, they saw it.
Makes sense to me.
And it does for me.
For watching the fourth one, which is coming out on DVD, by the way.
But if you're reading the blog every day, that does not get monotonous. But if you're reading it consecutively in a row, the way you want to read in a row, how many in a row? In a novel, it does get dull.
Yeah.
But you got to that Muse stuff about his heroin addiction, and that was the first I had no idea that it happened.
Oh.
Because I was not up to date with the blogs. My ex thought Kevin Smith was juvenile, and so I was like, okay, I can't watch that now because I'm the submissive little wifey. Oh, thank God you don't make me be submissive, because that is just not my skin. Does not work for me. And I'm not saying it has to go my way, but damn well you're going to hear my opinion and consider it before we make a decision.
We don't even have to agree. I'm going to watch Dancing with the Stars this season. Fucking Chris Jericho's on. And I know it's going to be shit, and I know I'm going to feel
dirty
watching it.
And frankly, Chris Jericho is enough to... But even that is saying something, because I have never watched Dancing with the Stars. I hate reality shows. When I was like 12, I was watching Real World.
But Real World in the beginning was something.
Not even, like, I think I really watched 2 seasons. I think I watched Seattle and New Orleans.
Was Seattle the cast that they had during 9/11?
No, definitely not.
Okay, because one of the girls' birthday was 9/11. And they recorded her in the morning. She's like, hey, it's my birthday today. And then the planes hit, and they're like, oh, fuck.
No, definitely not. Definitely not. That was way before that.
And that was a season where they couldn't have TV. Apparently there was one season where all they did was fucking like watch TV and played around online. So every season after, no TV, no cable in the house.
Definitely was not that. It was by far pre that. I want to say Seattle. I can't speak to New Orleans. That was
it's
later.
It's possible I saw it.
But Seattle,
sure
I must
New
have
Orleans.
Been like 12, which meant a good 6 years prior to 9/11.
Yeah, that's true.
What were we talking about? Oh, my general hatred for
general hatred for
reality shows. I think that they're mindless. I think that they're catchy. I think it's really easy to get into them. I see how people watch them.
They just started a new season today.
Oh, of Real World?
Of Real World.
Well, now I feel tempted to watch it. I see how this happens.
It's the 25th season.
I see how wow, Real World is almost as old as I am.
They were doing 2 a year for a little bit.
Oh, okay.
So that's part of it.
But, like, I see, and frankly, Real World was kind of a forerunner. Real World and Road Rules were kind of a forerunner of the reality shows. They were early on.
Seattle, 98?
But, like, you know, your Fear Factor, your Amazing Race, your Dancing with the Stars, your American Idol, your America's Got Talent. I just feel like that nothing goes into that kind of a show. I don't feel like real artistic talent and creative abilities are brought to light in the making of those shows?
No.
Not really. I mean, a little bit for Dancing with the Stars.
Watch New Orleans.
American Idol, you know, you're at least, for the most part, getting people who have had training, like actual musical training, not just like Britney Spears, but I do think you get a lot of your Britney Spears type people on there that go far.
Yeah.
And even voting employees come into play with what's the chick or guy? Someone who was really talentless, but people were like, let's piss off the judges and vote for that person.
Sanjaya.
I was going to say Jamaya, but I knew that was not right.
Sanjaya.
And that's just the point. It's the MTV I Want to Be a VJ thing.
Oh, God.
It's not really a... Wow. It's not really a talent thing. It's a popularity contest because fucking Jesse won the first I Want to Be a VJ. Jesse, who could barely utter a coherent sentence, let alone two in a row.
In a row.
One. Versus the guy Dave, who clearly
went on to have a career. At least.
Yes, then that was the point. Is
Dave
that
Foley, right?
No,
that's Kids in the Hall.
Yeah, that doesn't sound right. Let's just
yeah,
be,
my apologies there.
Let's just be impressed that I remember back to 12-year-old Elise, and this was 14 years ago minimum. That I remember the first name, Dave and Jesse. Jesse Campbell. It was Jesse Campbell.
It's Jesse Camp.
Camp. I was close.
You were close.
I added a bell, but, you know, who doesn't want to add a bell? Put a little ring on the end of it.
That's true.
But the bottom line here is reality shows are not...
Dave Holmes.
Dave Holmes. Reality shows are not... the creative process that I enjoy as a theater major and, you know, double major in creative writing in college. I enjoyed things that were thought out and well written and an art form, and reality shows are not that. It doesn't mean they're not entertaining, because I can easily see why people watch them.
Yeah.
I have literally never watched an episode of American Idol. I'm not saying I've never seen American Idol. In college, I wanted to hang out with the people that were smoking. And so I would go in their rooms and smoke pot with them and watch that. But I never watched. I never sat down and watched American Idol.
On your own?
Never.
Like, this is what I wanted to
watch. Never.
Yeah.
I was in the room while it was on, and I was with the people I wanted to hang out with smoking. Not just their pop up mine.
I watched. To be honest, this is BE, so I'm safe to say it. For reality shows, competition ones especially.
All right, but let's interject here. To be fair, a lot of them were because your mom was into them and she wanted to talk about them.
True.
It was something you would watch with her.
I don't like, you know, my mom watches baseball. She watches a handful of reality shows. I would watch it just to talk, just to hang out, and I'll sit there. I've sat through
as a bonding experience, I totally see that.
Yeah, I've sat through many baseball games. I still couldn't give a shit. But BE, before release, for those that don't know, if you get wrapped up into a reality show, especially competition one where people are voted off all the time, if there's someone you think is cute and they're on it for a while, you'll keep watching. Because it's like, I think this person's really cute, and then you get into them, and then you're like,
Which they do with the casting. I mean, that's a fundamental part of the show.
Absolutely.
They're not going to pick a bunch of regular people.
Yeah, if there's someone you're into, you'll stick with the show, and then hopefully they stay on long enough that by the time they're voted off, if they don't win...
Do you think the voting is rigged? I mean, how would anyone know? Really? How would anyone ever really know if American Idol or America's Got Talent or even, like, Best Comedian? What was the show?
Right. Last Comic Standing.
Last Comic Standing. How would anyone really know that the voting wasn't completely tampered?
Some of them, yes, but it depends on what...
I mean, it doesn't take talent to be like, all right, on the internet, everyone's saying, let's vote for Sanjaya, so we gotta keep Sanjaya going so they don't realize that their votes don't really count.
Right. It depends on what the...
Conspiracy theory reality shows. That's what I'm talking about.
Totally true. It depends... I told you the last Comic Standing one, right?
I don't know.
We only saw last season, the 2010
The only season I've ever watched. And last Comic Standing is one I can get behind because it entertains me to watch those people. But, like, America's Got Talent is iffy and American Idol loses me completely because those people, like, granted, some of them do have legitimate musical training and can sing way better than I ever could. As well, you know, from the introduction to the show,
it's bubblegum
like,
pop.
They're not writing. They're not creating anything. At least for Last Comic Standing, they're writing their material.
Well, mostly. I mean, many of them have writing partners, but yes, mostly.
A writing partner is an agreement they picked up with someone.
Yeah, hey, I'm funny, but I have stage fright. I'll write jokes for you for a cut on the money. Fine.
But that is, I mean, that's something that you might see with the comic.
Yeah.
For all we know, Sarah Silverman has a silent writing ghost partner.
But there,
we don't
there's
know.
There's more writers on the former Sarah Silverman show than just her. Yes, she has writers, you know? But your reality show, to go back to that, it depends on what it is. Now, I'm sure shit's set up on Jersey Shore. We've never watched it. It's a quote reality show.
Real World is another one. Like,
I'm sure shit's set up. Like, yeah. We know from our cameras that this person's dating this person, so we're gonna have this person randomly show up at the bar just to create a scene. I'm sure there's shit that's set up. Now, apparently, hang on. I'm collecting my thoughts here. And we're back. Sorry, pee break, guys. So, we were talking about Real World and MTV and back when those three letters mattered.
I remember a time when MTV meant
music television.
You
know they changed their logo.
What
you
is it now?
Okay, so you know how...
I didn't know that.
The MTV logo used to be Big M.
TV.
Like spray-painted TV thing,
yeah.
Music television on the bottom.
Yeah.
The music television part's completely cut off.
Well, because they don't play
music videos
anymore.
Fucking why not?
MTV 2 is where you go if you want to see music videos. Not even
MTV
2 now? MTV 2
isn't music anymore.
What's MTV 2 now?
Shit. Do you know what MTV 2 played today? Because I was flipping through.
I don't want to switch channels because we're hearing... I could never be a woman.
Do you want to hit guide? It's 142.
I do want to hit the guide.
For MTV 2. There might be a high def version, but I don't fucking know the channel.
Well, I don't care. We just want to see what's being played.
So, I've become incredibly picky with what I watch.
Thanks to me, I would like to thank.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'm not saying I don't watch shit.
You do.
But I'm pickier about my shit. So, I'm flipping through today. I'm like, I'm bored. I just want to watch something random. I don't quite know what I want to watch, though. MTV all fucking morning was nothing.
On MTV 2, we have Bad News Bears.
Yep.
Breaking All the Rules.
Yep. Random movie.
You Rock the Deuce.
That might... viewer requested videos.
All right. AM TV 2 at 4 a.m.
That might actually be videos.
Yeah. Ouch. MTV 2... When I was 20, it was where you went for your music videos.
It was the only place.
Unless if you were watching, Noggin, I believe, was what was playing Degrassi.
Yeah.
And between episodes of Degrassi, because you didn't have commercials on this,
right?
They would play music videos.
Yep. Do you want to continue? So MTV Today was playing Martin. Martin Lawrence's classic 90s sitcom. And I'm using classic loosely. They were playing Martin for like 3 hours. I was like, and my question is, now if you throw on, I can see them being like,
where did the music go?
Who knows?
Okay,
hold
on, I have to interject.
All right.
Beavis and Butthead is coming back.
It's going to be MTV shows and videos.
And reality shows. Beavis and Butthead, who would have their little episodes of plot.
Frog baseball, principal's office.
What
like
have
that.
You. And fantastic. I give it to him. I think that was hilarious.
Yeah.
I loved Beavis and Butthead when I was finally allowed to watch it. It was when my mom married my dad, my stepdad. I call him my dad. I was finally allowed to watch MTV at that point because my sisters were my stepsisters. And how do you tell me I can't when my stepsisters can?
Yep.
And one of them's only a year older than me.
Makes sense to me.
So my mom kind of let that one go. I mean, she wasn't going to let me go, you know, sacrifice sheep.
No, but she's like,
but she was like, all right, picking my battles.
Yeah.
Do I, as long as I've raised my daughter to be a discriminate person.
Yeah.
Can she handle MTV? I think she can. Yeah. We'll watch Beavis and Butthead. They made fun of music videos, or not even made fun of. There would be.
It would depend on what the video was.
But most of the time it was a Metallica or an AC/DC, and they'd be like,
they would have shit too.
That's cool. That's cool.
They'd have like just random chicks, random stupid stuff.
Yeah, Beavis but I mean, it was Butthead. Usually like an alternative. A rock video.
Yep, and they helped break White Zombie, and thus, in turn, Rob Zombie. Me being something else MTV doesn't have anymore, MTV, Saturday nights, midnight to 2 a.m., Headbangers Ball.
Which still is going on, right? Because
I think MTV2 got rid of that as well. I don't know.
If so, it was recently, because I thought it was only old episodes that you were watching. You were like, no, this is new.
Oh, no, that's that metal show.
Oh, that metal show. Classic.
That I still like. But no, there's no videos. And VH1 Classic has become the best video channel.
And the funny thing is I remember channels for Rome, New York via when I was watching them. Probably not the same ones.
When it kept off at like 100.
I remember the video channels. If I was in the mood to watch videos, 29, 61.
Yep. I think ours were about 29 and 39, I think, for a while.
29 was VH1.
And, yep. And then the
61 was MTV.
Yep, I think 39 for us.
And I do remember watching the Hanson videos on TRL, which played the top 10
happens.
Most requested.
TRL.
Happens.
I love
Hanson. Currently, to this day, forever, until I die, say what you will, I believe that, and, you know, I mean, Mbop, that's like the reality TV show equivalent mentally of what I'm talking about. But they have made music since then.
Right.
To put that into context, they were ages 12.
Is the only breakout one?
No. Where's the Love?
Oh.
Weird. They had show even off their.
No, but nothing they did was as big as Mbop.
It made number one on TRL. That's all I can tell you. Even when they re-recorded and re-released their song from when they were ages like 7 to 12. It made it onto number one on TRL.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not number one, but I'm pretty sure it did. I'm pretty sure there. Are you looking this up?
No, should I?
Sure. Look up Hanson TRL. I bet you'll find what I'm looking for. These are not the droids you are looking for.
Thank you.
But this is the wiki you are looking for.
Well, I'm just looking up Hanson. I'm looking up their like accomplishments.
Well, is TRL really in a factor in there?
It might be.
Was on TRL for 4 weeks straight. Thank you very much. Bow. The end.
Might be. Let's see what happens.
But their later music was much more poetic lyrics.
Okay.
They were always spot on their harmonies. They had a very much throwback to the 50s where harmonies were integral to the music, which I think is part of what made them so big, not just because they were perfect for a preteen, innocent pop band. All right, what did you find?
I found things.
Tell me what things you found.
Okay. Now, I'm not denying anything for Where's the Love or any other songs of theirs, because I know you're a fan. But what I will say is, besides I Will Come to You hitting number one in Sweden, and besides
I Will Come to You was a big song for them.
And besides this time around becoming number one in Canada.
Oh, Goo Goo Dolls is playing on the music channel we're playing.
Mbop is by far their biggest song, though.
And it was. I'm not denying that.
Yeah, a number one in U.S.
But I'm saying, like, as a discriminating music listener, Mbop, and a lot of people don't realize there was some depth to that song for a 12 to 15-year-old.
Yeah.
It's all about an Mbop is a measurement of time.
Mbop
is how long it takes for something important to last. A friend that you think you're going to have for life is gone in a Mbop.
Yep. There's nothing compares in their career to it, though.
Agreed. Agreed.
It was a crossover hit.
Yes.
It was number one in 27 countries. The single sold 710,000 copies. This is
Do you not realize
this
they were like...
insane.
Everything about Hanson is insane.
Oh, they were kids.
No, not just that. Their fans, like, would have trampled and killed them were they given the chance.
Yeah.
All over the world. And, I'm pretty sure Taylor married a fan.
I just want to point out.
I think they're all married now. They're from Oklahoma, so I don't think they're creationist, but,
no.
You know, hardcore, like, get married and have babies.
I want to point out
And I'm pretty sure they all married fans.
I don't know what is better, the American list or the Canadian list. I really don't know which one's better here.
All right.
Okay, but I'm on their Wikipedia. Now, it's by far their biggest song. By fucking far. One of the biggest songs of the 90s.
Word.
For the Billboard Hot 100 songs, which they were number one.
How long are we at? Can you say
that? For part two here?
Yeah.
42.
Okay, because I'm drunk.
Okay, we'll finish this up. So for the Billboard charts, the biggest song before Hanson and Mbop on the Billboard Hot 100, the number one song in the country, in the U.S., was Hypnotized by Notorious B.I.G.
Okay.
Made famous by Julie Stiles dancing on a table to it.
Word. 10 Things I Hate About You.
Yeah. The next song that surpassed it after 3 weeks was I'll Be Missing You by Puff Daddy.
Which was, I gotta give it to them. As far as sampling goes, because that was a big part of hip-hop,
oh,
was
God,
sampling.
Yeah. Well, especially Puffy. To a different level.
Puffy.
Puffy. That's how he's in my cell phone.
P. Diddy.
He was everything.
He was never Puffy. Puff Daddy or
he
P.
Was.
Diddy.
He was. He had a lot of salt
okay.
one day.
They called him Puffy.
Puffy.
And I think he was called Puffy. But it was Puff Daddy or P. Diddy.
However, the Canadian singles chart might be more interesting.
Go ahead.
Because Mbop was number one again for 3 weeks. It was preceded by Clumsy by Our Lady Peace.
Which was a fantastic song.
Fucking great song.
First concert I ever went to was the K-Rockathon. Bands featured were God Lives Underwater, Our Lady Peace. Oh, God, I'm going to forget, like, fairly well-known bands. Third Eye Blind, Eve Six, Smash Mouth. And I know I'm still forgetting significant bands.
After 3 weeks.
But there were like 11 bands and you paid $10 to get in. It was like now it's like K-Rockathon. You pay $50 and we're going to show you what the fuck we're going to show you. It doesn't matter how many bands you get.
It was
But it was 10 bands, $10 was the tagline.
Yeah.
And it was more than 10 bands. Semisonic was supposed to be there and canceled. But fucking
maybe it was closing time for their career.
No, I think the drummer had an ear infection or some such shit. Could not perform. But I will give Clumsy to Our Lady Peace as that. Fantastic song.
After 3 weeks at Mbop, it was succeeded by Building a Mystery by Sarah McLachlan.
And I remember how huge that song was.
It really is. It's a good song.
You fucking argue it as much as you want to. That song was huge.
It really was.
Are our geeks really into this? Should we?
Fuck them. I don't mean that. There are listeners.
I do mean that. I am an attractive girl. I've got a little extra meat on my bones.
No.
But You come over to me, I will give you what you want, hey. What you need.
Hey.
Anyways, so I'm trying to think of a great either or
like
scenario to
like
throw out for you.
Like a closer for the week or
no,
something?
No, not a closer. I'm trying to think of something completely...
But to get it back on the geeky track before
yeah.
before we end the show, though.
Completely, like, off base to throw at you.
Yeah. Can I tell you something?
Okay. Battle to the death. Who would win, R2-D2 or C-3PO?
Oh.
And for the record, they are playing yesterday by Boyz II Men.
I say R2-D2.
Why?
Based on their relationship...
Beep, 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 boop, boop, you are dead now.
See, that's the thing you don't really know. One, R2-D2 displays more weapons during the course of the movies. C-3PO does not.
What weapons are those, Mr. Hellions?
One, he fucking flies at one point. I think it's in episode 2. Like, just all of a sudden, like, boom, rockets.
Episode 2? All right, let's stick it to 4
Stick to 4, 5, 6? Okay. All of a sudden, like, a little laser beam pops out of his head, and he shoots the laser at the chains they're holding Princess Leia hostage as slave Leia for Jabba. Thus, he's got a fucking laser in there.
But does that mean C-3PO couldn't do it?
Never has. C-3PO got like, taken apart in fucking Cloud City.
But C-3PO...
And had to be carried around by Chewbacca.
So, R2-D2 is making his laser, and C-3PO picks him up from behind. What's R2-D2 going to do?
I don't think 3PO can. You don't see 3PO pick up anything of substantial weight in any of the movies. He picks up...
How do we know R2-D2 has substantial weight? How do we know he's not...
He carries
heavier.
A tray on Jabba's skiff. He can carry food, thus he can support weight.
So, maybe it's very well distributed. How do we know C-3PO can't pick up R2-D2?
We don't know, but...
All right, so...
R2 shows the weapons.
All right, so R2-D2 spins around without C-3PO... C-3PO picking him up, and C-3PO stays behind him, and now by Alanis.
He zaps Yoda in Empire. He hides Luke's lightsaber inside of him and shoots it out.
All right, so he does all that. So if C-3PO stays behind him and hits him from behind the whole time, he could win.
No. R2-D2 can help co-pilot.
He's got fucking fingers.
R2-D2 can help co-pilot the X-Wing.
Show me R2-D2's opposable thumb, bitch.
I won't even say 3PO. Yeah, I would. Fuck, he gripped shit.
Yeah, that's right. All C-3PO needs to do is to stay behind him and hold a gun with his fucking opposable thumb.
Who shot down the trash compactors on level 7? R2. 3PO
just matter.
Relay the messages.
Doesn't matter.
We're on
matter.
The containment level.
All right. We're in a void. We're in a world of black with nothing else. He doesn't need to shut any shit down. It's just the two of them.
He had
and
USB
nothing else is factoring
were cool.
in. We're not talking about lasers bouncing off of walls or mirrors or what.
Have you ever seen the stormtrooper hit the wall?
Doesn't matter. Door? That's not worth talking about. That is not the question. So fight to the death, arena with nothing to
R2.
Do. I don't know.
I'm dead sure on this.
Beep, beep, boop, boop, boop.
You can mock him all you want.
Beep, beep, R2. Beep, boop, boop.
R2.
I don't know, C-3PO. I can understand you when no one else can. Let me kill you while you're sleeping.
R2. Only wheels, and still got through the deserts of Tatooine.
Put my dick in your... In your little disc.
Had USB ports before they were
cool. We're lovers, and now we're mad, so I'm going to fight you.
Zapped Yoda, a fucking 1,000-year-old Jedi.
I don't care. I'm sorry Yoda's weak. That's not R2-D2's. That's not C-3PO's.
Yoda's old. Yoda's not weak.
But he zapped his shit off. Whatever.
He helped pilot the X-Wing. Went right through the trenches, helped blow up the Death Star. R2's got to be given just... He got hit by a fucking laser from Darth Vader's TIE Wing fighter and still helped Luke blow up the Death Star.
I look like a TIE. I'm a fighter.
Oh, no,
fantastic.
Oh, no, Master Luke. Oh, no. Oh, who I appear to be melting from random wires I fell into. The guy on fucking wheels, perfect balance. Me, bipedal, still fell into the shit.
I don't know enough to argue this any further. I will give that to you. I think our geeks are happy now.
That worked.
All right. Jar Jar Binks. Who would beat him first, C-3PO or R2-D2?
Fuck it. I don't care as long as he gets beat. Jar Jar Binks was just an insult.
Usa like racism.
Usa, I don't think kids want to see a fantastic fucking movie about space. Let me throw in a stupid-ass mascot. That's like, oh, kids
They're
don't want to
playing watch. A fucking Mega Mix.
Yeah, I know. Kids don't want to watch baseball. Let's give every team a stupid-ass mascot. Do you know Stan Lee is creating mascots for all the NHL hockey teams?
Word. No, I did not.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about that? How's that going for him?
That's why hockey's ratings are so bad. Maybe people are just like, you know, it's fucking cold out. Why do I want to watch more cold on TV?
My old roommate would.
Nah.
If it was the Crunch or the Devils or whatever she's into.
Yeah, I don't even know. I don't know. Canadian. Exists, that's about it. How are the Ducks doing this year?
The Mighty Ducks?
The
like
Mighty Ducks.
Emilio?
Mighty Ducks. You know.
The not crazy sheen.
NHL team? No token women.
Emilio had the answer. He was like, I am not going to take this last name.
What if?
Because I will end up crazy on coke someday and like on the news and shit.
Why not?
And I'm just going to avoid that by being Emilio Estevez. What has he done in the last 5 years?
Paul Abdul.
Really? Are they together?
They were married. I think they've been broken up more than 5 years. But yeah, they were married for a while.
In the last 5 years.
I think they've split up. I don't know what
All
he's
right.
done.
All right, well, maybe obscurity isn't...
He's living
if
off
the
his...
options are obscurity or crazy coke fiend, he would choose crazy coke fiend. I don't know.
So, yeah, and they're like, we're going to continue 2.5 Men with someone new. They're saying John Stamos, now they're saying Rob Lowe. Why not just have Emilio dye his fucking hair black?
I like John Stamos. I think that would be an interesting answer to the question.
I think Rob Lowe would be interesting, too. I'm not saying great, but it'd be interesting.
Well, I say interesting as in I didn't watch it
before.
I'm
Molly
not
going to
watch
it
now. But.
2 men and a woman.
How late are
Molly
we?
Molly Ringwald. She's
what's,
not doing anything
else. What's our time
else.
At? I bet we're probably good for now.
We're close. But we'll just follow here. We'll finish up in a minute. Why not Molly Ringwald? Her and John Cryer can reunite. Ducky and Molly together
Word.
Again.
I give it to you. Let's do it.
All right. We're going to finish up. We've had a lot to drink. We're very tired. So it's been the Angels and Aliens podcast, teamhellions.com for more of my stuff, nerdnuptials.etsy.com for more of Elise's stuff. And you got anything else to say there, Elise? No moniker necessary?
Bye.
Okay. We're going to say goodbye. Thank you for listening to all this Hanson shit. Write in and see what else you want to hear, and we'll be back next week or when you click
Fuck
next
you, all this Hanson shit. That was like 30 seconds of like 2 hours. Bite me.
All right. This handsome, great stuff. But anyways, this has been Angels Hellings. Thank you very much. I'm Kevin Hellings. We'll see you later.